So.
Mr. Tamora, are we ready?
Yes, ma'am. Whenever you are.
Good morning, everyone. It's 10 o'clock and time for our Human Resource Committee. So I would like to convene this committee. And we do have a quorum, but we are missing one of our committee members for spring break. So hopefully their family, Councilman Whitley's family, is having a great time. So we'd like to start here with the minutes from the last meeting from January 2nd. So it's been a couple of months since we've met. And do we have any comments or thoughts?
No, I move to approve the minutes.
Okay, I'll second that. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Our second item is public comments. Any public commentary on anything either on the agenda or other items you'd like to bring up today? Seeing none, we will move on. So the third item today is in regard to our new budget, which I am going to congratulate again our staff with Mr. Damore at the head for an absolutely fabulous job on the budget, which we saw last week. And would like to start with Mr. Damore, who is going to introduce our speaker in regard to the health insurance plan recommendations.
Oh, well, great. Thank you, Chairperson Landing. Mr. Brimmer, good morning to you as well. We have Megan Kelly here. You know Megan very well. She's going to lead us through the presentation, and together both she and I can answer any questions that you have.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to talk about a few changes for your consideration to the plan design of our health insurance program. When we say health insurance, we mean health, dental, and prescription. We have about 1,300 members on the plan. And one of our big costs have been prescriptions. More and more people are taking them. You see them on advertisements. People are going to their doctors and asking for prescriptions. One of the things that we've learned since we became using a transparent pharmacy benefit manager a few years ago is that we see the actual cost of those prescriptions, and we pay those costs. And two particular pharmacies cost significantly more than others. That's CVS and Walgreens. And so we recommend moving to a high-performing network with regard to pharmacy to have people think twice before they use the most expensive pharmacies in town. If they choose to go to those two places, they will pay $10 extra per script. And so every pharmacy is included in our network right now. And so you can still go to the mom pops, the Target, and Walmart, and anything else that you can think about, Publix and stuff. We've actually learned that one of the most inexpensive places to buy prescriptions is in the grocery store. So you can do that while you're picking up your groceries. But so anyway, we're recommending moving to a high-performing pharmacy network on that. The second item is with regard to specialty drugs. So we have seen in our population a large increase in specialty drugs. You may know them from the commercials that you see on TV with Emerald and Phil Mickelson, and that's $12,000 a month, and he doesn't talk about that. But those are medications that cost a lot of money, and they typically range from $10,000 to $30,000. Some of them range to $80,000. And so most companies charge $250 copay a month, and we've been about half that, so I think it's time for us to catch up with the industry and charge $250 per month per script. Now, the good news is that our employees and their dependents have protection because there's an out-of-pocket maximum each calendar year. So the most that they would spend on those pharmacy meds, or any pharmacy meds, because everything is included together, is $3,850. Any questions about that?
Just, has there been any discussion with CVS and Walgreens about possibly excluding them from, or are they just so far above everybody else that...
Yeah, so we have a couple consultants that we work with. One is Rick Ant, who's our benefit consultant, and another is Mitch, who is our pharmacy consultant. And so we got the recommendation from them to do this, and I think that they're looking at it also from a national perspective. Okay. But we've not talked to a local CVS or Walgreens.
Okay.
It's a big difference.
One question I had in regard to number two is, we talk about these specialty drugs, and is it safe to say that specialty drugs are going to be the ones that normally are these very, very astronomical five-figure numbers? Is that
absolutely? That's what puts them in that category.
Because I think that most people probably don't know what their like blood pressure medicine or whatever actually costs. So pretty safe to say that regular blood pressure or any of those kind of things that a lot of people take are not going to be affected by this.
That is a correct statement. In fact, very few people will be affected by this. And before you can get to the stage where you're using a pharmacy med, you've already gone through, tried other medications, and this is kind of the last stop.
Mm-hmm. Do we have an estimate on how many people are actually going to be impacted?
We think it's a little over a handful.
Okay, so a little bit more than five or six or something. Mm-hmm.
So can I ask a follow-up to that? That was my thought, too, is I thought I heard you say when you were talking about number one that they paid the copay, but the town picks up the balance of those costs. That's also the case for number two?
Correct.
So a handful of those $10,000 or $20,000 or $50,000.
A handful of people.
A tremendous amount.
We're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on a handful of people every year.
Are there no other models out there that handle that differently? I'm just curious. That's so much money for so few people. Are there no other insurances or other ways that that cost can be reduced?
To the town or to the employee?
For the town.
Yeah.
One of the things that we have that helps us as a town is insurance once we pass a large deductible. So there are times when medical and prescription claims fall into that. And so typically we will be buffered by any of those large claims once they hit a certain stage.
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Right. So essentially, we're in self-insured plan, but we have reinsurance on anything beyond a certain point.
Thank you.
Exactly right.
Okay.
That's where we'll get some protection.
Great.
a number one, you actually tell us the annual savings to the town's budget estimated. Do you have any idea what the number two does?
Well, if we have just a couple of people and we're doubling the copay, you're saving $125 a month times 12 months times a couple of people. And we don't know if anybody else will come on or go off.
Right.
So it's still going to be a lower number, but I think it's important for us to stay with the industry.
So here's the question I didn't want to ask, but I'll ask it. well, all of these savings then, are these savings being budgeted somehow?
Absolutely.
Into the general fund or?
Yeah, we're not on the medical side, not the pharmacy side. We're showing, if you look through all the department budgets, it's flat.
Okay.
Yeah.
And one of the things our CFO did was make a health insurance budget. So you can see what's going in and out of that budget only for these costs.
Gotcha.
All right. One of the other things where we're going to keep up now with the main tier structure at most companies is to move to four tiers of levels of coverage. So right now we have single and family, and we are proposing that we move to employee plus children, employee plus spouse, and family. And with that, typically children cost less than adults. They may have broken bones, but they don't have the larger diseases that go on and cost us a little bit more. So this structure is really kind of moving in line and keeping things the same for most of our employees. So if you're single and you have single coverage still, you would pay $33. If you are family today, you will switch to, depending on your individual situation, maybe you just have children, so you would stay at $100. If you're employee plus spouse only, you would move to $110. And if you're employee plus spouse plus children, you would move to $115 biweekly. We estimate that'll save $86,000.
That's incredibly affordable, by the way.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And spouses drive some of our costs. One spouse equals three children.
Right.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. That's why the tiers are made that way. And our spouses do cost almost double what our employees cost. So I think it's important for us to look at them, too.
When is the year for the health care plan? It is a calendar year?
So we make our design and plan changes effective July 1st with the fiscal year, but then you have an annual deductible as a patient and a family, and that's always based on the calendar year.
So these changes, if passed, would go through starting July 1st?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, so the other thing is just the fact that we'd be keeping the premiums the same for people whose situation didn't change from this, and the only reason it would go up is that, you know, we now, so essentially allows us to keep it the same for everybody else by breaking it out into more categories and more tiers.
Exactly. The next item is actually cutting out a middleman. We have partnered years ago with the Municipal Association, and they have some voluntary programs for cancer, short-term disability, extra life insurance. And so Brad and Lindy are willing to take on doing that job all on their own, cutting out the broker that we've been using. And we will eliminate the commissions. And the employees pay 100% of that premium. That is the only benefit we have at all that has a commission that's built into it. And so we'll be able to pass on a savings directly to the employees of about $15,000 to $20,000. So they'll see the same products, their prices go down July the 1st. Great. Product stays the same, vendors stay the same. And then the next is a benefit increase on the life insurance that the town gives to employees at no cost. They receive a $20,000 life insurance policy. We're proposing that it go to $50,000. That includes dependent life as well.
I just have to say, having worked in the public sector for 28 years, for those of you who have not worked outside the town, neither the state, county, or any other municipality that I'm familiar with comes close to these costs. Y'all done a tremendous job with keeping this affordable for the town employees and their families. I'm just looking at this going, wow, look at what I'm paying. So great job on this. I think this is a great, these are great recommendations for the town. We also, in a previous committee, talked about retention of employees. I think this is all part of that way that we try to make it attractive to work for the town. So congratulations on that.
The other thing is I do commend you on increasing. It's a much bigger benefit than people realize. Nobody wants to think about life insurance and death, especially an untimely, unexpected situation when you still have children at home and things. But $20,000 these days is maybe just enough to cover burial and so forth and so on. By having something a little larger, a little more robust, it actually gives somebody some money that they might be able to pay off debts and things like that. So thank you.
That's exactly an intent.
And Megan, there's always an option for employees to go above and beyond $50,000. Have those premiums changed at all?
It just changes by your age band for term life. But those premiums have not changed. In fact, without the commissions, they'll be going down.
Wow. Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Are there any other thoughts, questions? Do you have anything else?
No, I'm just wondering. Do we need to have a motion for to approve the recommendations?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For the sake of the budget.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to go ahead and make a motion to recommend the recommendations as presented in committee.
I will second that. So we are going to pass this request by staff as recommended for both the...
You need to have a vote.
Oh, sorry, the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay. We will be passing this recommendation for both the health insurance plan changes as well as the wage. Oh, we haven't done the wage related yet.
Yeah,
it's coming up. Sorry.
Right. Okay.
Health insurance plan recommendations. Maybe we should have done this as one whole item together.
Either way.
Okay. It's fine. Okay. Yeah. It passes. Motion passes.
Okay. Great. So the wage recommendation piece.
Okay.
And by the way, thank you on health insurance recommendation. And the approval, it is the single largest item in our budget every year. It's a very significant item to us, so thank you very much. Wages, what you'll see programmed into every salary line item for every department is a wage recommendation, which on average is 4%. And a couple things about that. We do annual employee appraisals every year. For employees that perform, they will either get a 3, a 4, or 5% increase next year. The average is 4. I mentioned at fire committee, I believe, for those that don't perform, we impose on them a performance improvement plan of which they are to achieve or find alternative work. So anyone who has not met the requirements for next year, successfully passed their appraisal, does not receive a wage recommendation. So it's based on merit. It's $1.3 million for next year. It's spread throughout the budget. And by the way, as a similar item came up at fire committee this morning, we have a strategic plan goal of having a wage and classification study done 4 to 5 years. So every 4 or 5 years, we initiate a wage and compensation study, classification study, which not only looks at the public agencies surrounding us, but also public agencies that we compare ourselves with throughout the state to make sure that wages are competitive. Mm-hmm. And what typically happens at the end of that is an adjustment is recommended to council to catch up. And that goes anywhere sometimes between $600,000 or $700,000 to over $1 million. And council's over the past years has been gracious enough to do that to try to make sure we stay as competitive as possible. So the wage recommendation amounts to 1.3, and that's for your consideration.
Is there any discussion about this item?
No.
I think this is not only a very reasonable number, certainly we want to let employees know that we value them highly and that we want them to know that we're going to continue to do what we can to increase incomes. But I love the fact that we associate it with the merit. It just sends exactly the right signal. We want folks that are happy in their work and do a great job, do the best they can at all times, but at the same time, we also want them to know that when they put their best foot forward at all times, that there's a financial, it's not just a pat on the back, it actually comes with, the show me the money aspect. So thank you very much for this recommendation.
Actually, a couple quick questions. This is for all levels within the town?
Yes.
Okay. And full-time employees, FTEs?
Yes, FTEs.
Full-time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, just so people know, this excludes town council and mayor. Full-time employees. No, I actually wanted to make sure people knew that. Any other questions?
So if someone does not qualify for a merit increase, their next opportunity is the next year?
That's right. After
their annual review, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Chair, I'd like to make a motion that we recommend approval, recommendation to full council for the wage recommendation as presented today.
I second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So the motion passes. We will be, in regard to the budget review for fiscal year 2019, we will be passing the staff's recommendation of a wage increase, merit-based. And thank you again.
Thank you.
And it's so nice to see so many HR staff here today. You don't usually show up here, so
let's do the wave.
Thanks for your hard work on this, guys.
With no other items on the agenda, we will adjourn at this time.
Thank you.
I took this back.